Right, I think we'll start, if that's okay. I'll try and talk fairly loudly, is that okay? Thank you. We have a slideshow, and in a minute, David Winder is going to come up and do the slides. Be good. And I want to welcome you with an opening prayer. So let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the fun and excitement of Christmas and the chance to retell the wonderful story of Jesus' birth. We pray that you would be with us today and open our eyes in new ways to the Nativity story. Amen. We have our first carol, number 20, On Christmas Night. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great mirth, news of our merciful King's birth. Why should we on earth be so sad when no Redeemer made us glad? And why should we on earth be so sad since our Redeemer made us glad? When from our sin he set us free, all for to gain our liberty. When sin departs before his grace, then life and health come in its place. When sin departs before his grace, then life and health come in its place. Angels and we with joy may sing, all for to see the newborn King. Glory to God and peace to men, now and forevermore. Amen. We'll be telling the story of the Nativity today, but I can't do it alone. Everybody needs to join in by doing these things, actions and sounds. We all know about actions and sounds, don't we? Okay. Well, good. Thumbs up. So when everybody says, well, good, thumbs up. Shepherds. Baa. Well done. Wise men. Wise men. Stroke your chin wisely and say, Well done. Mary, hands up and say, Mummy.
Mummy.
Well done. Joseph, hands up and shout,
Daddy.
Daddy, yes. angel. Wave hands above head and sing, ah. Well done, excellent. We're saying that, we'll practice that, and that's good, isn't it? So when the words come up on your script, make sure you respond. So let's settle down, and we're ready to begin the story. Next slide. Okay. Our story starts a really, really long time ago. It was a time before toys, before trees, birds and animals, even before those big animals with floppy ears and really big trunks. Our story starts before humans like you and me. Before shepherds. Before wise men. Our story begins so long ago, it was even before I was born. A time before everything. God made the world, and it was well good. Well done. But the humans he made, like you and me, said mean things and were really quite nasty. In fact, the humans didn't listen to God. They'd hurt each other and wouldn't make amends. So God and humans could no longer be friends. But to be friends of God, to be friends again, God had a plan. And his plan was to send a very special young man. Slide five. An angel appeared to Mary. Well done, well done, excellent. We shout, Mommy. Good. Many years later, there was a young lady called Mary. From the Bible, I mean, not Mary the baker off the telly. This one day, or maybe even night, an angel appeared and suddenly gave Mary quite a fright. The angel said, I bring good news. Slide six. I bring good news. It's well good. Honest. There'll be a baby born, just as God promised. So Mary was going to have a baby, as God promised. And the baby would be called?
Jesus.
Well done. So we have another carol, number 19. Once in Royal David City.
Where a mother laid her baby.
Jesus Christ, a little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and he sheltered us as well done. Sit down. There was a man called Joseph. Daddy. And he was going to marry Mary. Mummy. But Joseph noticed she had a bit of a belly. He saw a big belly bump and wondered how it got there. And so he scratched his head and twizzled his hair. But one night when Joseph was sleeping, an angel came to visit. The angel said, Mary will give birth to us. Will give birth through the Spirit. And now we have our next. And again, please. The angel said, I bring good news. It's well good. Honest. There'll be a baby born, just as God promised. Next slide. So, Mary and Joseph, both of them, set off together on a journey all the way to Bethlehem. Well done. But then when they got to Bethlehem, we have a little carol first. Carol number one. Well done. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary was ready to give birth to the baby, who'll be king. But guess what? There was no room in the inn for them. So Joseph said, Don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax. Take a breather. You'll be all right. So we have the next slide. There we are. So they managed to find somewhere to stay, in a stable, in a place full of hay. They stayed in the place where the animals get fed. And it was there that Jesus was born, with straw for a bed. Slide 13. Right, thank you. Now in the field nearby, there were some shepherds. They were just minding their own business. Maybe cleaning their shoes. Maybe trying to scrape off the smelly sheep poos. But all of a sudden, something really weird happened. Out of nowhere, an angel appeared. Next slide. The angel said, "Don't be afraid." That's what I say. "Say hi to the baby in a manger full of hay." And as the angel said, "What?" something even weirder happened. Suddenly, loads of angels appeared, and I mean loads. Slide 15. It's not changed. The angel brought good news. They said, "It's well and good. Honest. There'll be a baby born, just as God promised." Next slide. Right. So the shepherds, having listened to what the angel said, hurried off to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus. And they found him there, lying in a manger, straw, in a stable. And so we have, naturally enough, our next hymn. Number 6. You'll never guess what it is. Well done. Thank you. There were also some wise men. They'd been traveling a very long way, but they didn't use Google Maps or sat-nav. They followed a star. They went to the King Herod and asked where the baby was, as they had seen his star. So King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, which wasn't all that far off. We'll have the next slide. The wise men found Jesus next to the animals with fur. The animals with fur are well done. And they brought him some gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the wise men bowed down and worshipped him. We come to our next hymn, Carol 21, We Three Kings.
Proceeding,
Thank you. Sit down. The wise men. Remember that King Herod wanted them to report back to him. But Herod wasn't very nice. And so they were warned in a dream not to go back to him. Slide 21. The dream said, don't be afraid. Hear what I say. Just don't visit Herod. Go home another way. Right. Number 22. Aha. Herod searched high and low. But where was Jesus? He just didn't know. An angel appeared to Mary and Joseph to warn them to hide from Herod in a different country. Next one. And the next one. The angel said, don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax, take a breather. You'll be all right. Thank you. So they escaped to a different country until Herod was gone. And they were no longer afraid. They traveled back home, and that's where they stayed. Slide 25. Next one. So Jesus grew up from a baby to a boy to a man. Jesus grew up to be a carpenter man. He did amazing things. He healed the sick. He told great stories. And he was amazing all the time. Next slide. He also walked on water, or even turned water into wine. And do you remember that time long, long ago when humans like me and you were mean and not very nice? When they were nasty to each other and we wouldn't make amends, and when God and humans could no longer be friends, but then God had a plan to make us friends again. Well, Jesus the baby and Jesus the man was exact same Jesus and God's rescue plan. Jesus lived, then he died, for you and for me. He did it to make our wrong history, to take the blame for all the mean things we've ever done. But something amazing happened, because he's the most powerful one. He came back to life. And it's worth a big high five. Because the well good news, is Jesus came alive. Slide 27. So don't get scared or jumpy, and don't be afraid. I will be with you always, says Jesus. Not for a bit, but always. Next slide. And that's why Christmas is the good news honest. Good news. Honest. When Jesus came, just as God promised. Slide 30. The end. Ah. Thank you. So we have our next carol. Carol 13. Silent Night, Holy Night. Well, thank you all for coming. Very kind. We've come to the end of the service now, and you may want to thank everybody for coming, and let's say a final prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that Christmas is well good news. Thank you that you sent your Son to show your love for us, so that we could be friends with you. We pray you will be with people in need this Christmas, especially refugees, just like the Jesus family were. We pray that you'd comfort everyone and help everyone to know your love and enjoy this Christmas. Thank you. We're able to celebrate Christmas with presents and fun. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming. you.
Did she go see the donkey?
No problem, yes, of course.
Thank you.
Let's see the donkey. Oh, well done. Enjoy it. Thank you.